855.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Rogers Sales. And we're going to be talking about Rogers' book, From Sovereign to Serf. And, of course, Rogers feels very, very strongly about what's going on in our society. He's actually moved to Argentina. We're talking to him there. But, of course, he feels that we've lost America, that basically, step by step, they've eroded the foundation of our freedom, and they're moving us rapidly towards a dictatorship in what was once the land of the free and the home of the brave. Roger, thank you very much for being with us tonight. Oh, let's see. Roger, are you there? Go ahead.
I'm here, Stan, and it's my honor to be with you and your audience tonight on this third show this week with you, and I've always admired you and your work so much. So, yeah, actually, you know, it's not the land of the free and the home of the brave. It's the land of the thief and the home of the slave.
Well, it's changed a lot from what it was. It was initially meant to be a nation where men were free, and the power of the government was limited over the lives of the people. And little bit, gradually, step by step, they've centralized all power in Washington, D.C., to the point where today, probably 90% of the laws that are passed by Congress are frankly unconstitutional, according to our Constitution. The congressmen know that, but, of course, basically, they vote for the because they want the people to vote for them so they can stay in office. And everybody wants a congressman or a representative who'll vote to give them something. Take the money away from somebody else. Give it to me. I'm entitled to it. I want to be rich. I want to, the city would like to get somebody else's money. And the tragedy is today over 100 million Americans are getting one or another form of government benevolence. And then we have Social Security and Medicare on top of that. And we've created a situation where we cannot pay for all of these systems. We're having to borrow almost $1 trillion a year to pay for the welfare state. They're going to bring this whole structure down. They know what they're doing. They're doing it intentionally, as Cloward and Piven described back in the 1960s. Spend America into oblivion, and then declare the dictatorship. Go right ahead, Roger.
Well, I was going to say, Stan, you know, the information in my book and my own personal experience proves that this goes back. What they're executing now has been in a gradual form of development since, I'm sure, at least 10 years before the Civil War. Of course, designs were on the country from the start, but this very, very cold and calculated, and I think a good word is diabolical, plan that they hatched and executed through the Civil War and the passage of the 14th Amendment, and then the widening of the superstructure on the structure they built in the 1890s when they applied the principles of twin citizenship from the blacks over onto Mexicans, particularly Chinese. It was a Chinese case, U.S. versus Wong Kim Ark. And that laid the groundwork and superstructure where everybody would be allowed to volunteer into this secondary form of citizenship. It was originally given to blacks after the Civil War. Now, if you want to, do I hear music in the background?
I'm afraid you do there. Hang on. Okay. Our guest is Roger Sales. His book is named From Sovereign to Serf. From Sovereign to Serf. And, of course, he points out the fact that originally our citizens were citizens of the individual states. And the United States was formed to take care of international affairs. Very limited power. The only people who were citizens of the United States were those people who lived under their direct jurisdiction, but now we all live under their jurisdiction. Roger, pick the story up.
Okay, Stan, I was expecting a break, so it kind of caught me by surprise. What they did was, before the Civil War, as everybody knows, the black man was someone's property right. Someone had a property right in that black man. And in the law, what we commonly refer to as property in the law technically is called a thing. And property is a right of the person that owns it in and to the thing. So after the Civil War, with all the carnage and everything that happened, they had to give these things a status politically. And they gave them a status under the 14th Amendment called a citizen, small c, of the United States.
But of course people would be offended when you talk about a human being as a thing. Certainly I think blacks are made in the image and likeness of God. They're human beings with a soul just like the whites have. But of course I know what you're talking about. You're talking about these theoretical ideas that after the Civil War, why the blacks were certainly not citizens of their states. They were citizens of the United States. And of course, then we have all become citizens of the United States. And the moment we do that, we come under their law rather than under the Constitution. Would that be a fair appraisal?
I think that's pretty well in a nutshell, in a very broad overview. The way that they've done it, though, is the fascinating part, because it's the real big other part of the puzzle, Stan. And that is, they've imported the feudal system that was active in Europe and England for 1,000 years of legal precedent now, and they imported that in with the 14th Amendment. Now, that's not Roger Sales telling you that, Stan, and the people that are listening. That comes from a guy that was a sitting Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States in the 1890s when they gave good law. And in that case I mentioned earlier, the U.S. versus Wong Kim Ark, and his name was Chief Justice Fuller. And in the dissenting opinion that he wrote, he said, the 14th Amendment, if it bears the construction now put upon it, when the issues they were talking about, brings the English common law rule, and he's talking about feudalism, into this country for the first time, just as England is being relieved of its inconvenience. Now, the other part about that, in bringing that system into the country and letting it set for all those years before the trap was sprung in the 30s, is that in that system of law, with 1,000 years of precedent again, when you volunteer...
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Roger is talking about the 14th Amendment and how that has been used to change the structure of our society. And certainly when the 14th Amendment was passed, it really, the people who passed it, really felt, of course, what they were doing was freeing the black man and giving him equal rights. But they did not understand that there have always been, since the inception of America, even before we were established as a nation, a small group of people who wanted a dictatorship in America and wanted to use the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government. Now, how can we verify that? Well, you do that by the writings of Manly P. Hall, the leading Satanist of the last century. In his book, The Secret Destiny of America, The Secret Destiny of the United States, we have the book. We keep it in our research section. We don't want you to believe that we back what he's saying, but he talks about for 3,000 years. There have been these secret societies. that have always wanted to use the United States, or the country that would be here in North America, to bring about this association of democracies throughout the world and establish this world government. Of course, what he was really talking about was the world government, which would be ruled by the Antichrist. This is Manly P. Hall, one of the most evil people of us in near modern times, but you will learn a great deal by reading what he has to say. And so there were people, even before our country was founded, who were here perhaps in the 1640s or so. There were Masons who came from England, who, along with they and the people who followed them, always were looking for a means to centralize all power with a central authority in America so we could one day lead the world to this one world government, which is why, of course, why we have our troops in 130 nations, why we have 800, 900 foreign military bases today. We have the largest military in the world. In fact, we pay almost as much money for our military as all the rest of the world put together. Why do we do that? Because America is forming a world empire. But going back, this already began with the 14th Amendment. I'm sure most of the people who voted for it had no idea how this was going to be misinterpreted down in subsequent years so that the 14th Amendment could be used to change the status of citizenship of the American people from being a free man, as citizens of the states, becoming under the authority of a central group in Washington, D.C. Pick up the story there, Roger.
Well, I was just saying earlier, Stan, that in this system of feudal law, you as property, now I theorize this, but I've studied these guys like you have, not anywhere near the number of years that you've put into it, but my 20 or so years have been very dedicated in learning about my enemy because of Sun Tzu's statement that if you don't know your enemy and you don't know yourself, you don't have a chance of winning any battle. And so I took that on as a mantra when I first started this quest 20 years ago. And the thing about this information is it strips these guys to the bone. They got no defense, okay? And they've brought this system of law in where you could volunteer literally into this position. It was the same exact position in law that the English voluntary serf or European serf had in those days. And he was actually the lord of the manor, owned him as property. If the listeners will remember in The Holy Grail by Monty Python, they had that ceremony in that movie. It's called an oath of fealty. And you pledge your body and your worldly goods to the lord. You actually go into this position of property. Now, technically, those people, the men were called villains, and the women were called knaves or wenches. And the thing is, Stan, that in that system, if you go look in Black's Law Dictionary and look, there are several different types of villain. It's spelled like a French word, villain, but it's pronounced villain in English. And there's two in there, a villain regardant and a villain chivage. And in both of those two definitions in the law dictionary, it says a villain attached to the land and transferable by deed. And it's my contention, and my teachers also, with the three of us having 75 years into this at this point, that you are turned into the collateral for the bonds because you are now their property. And that makes perfect sense because that would explain why the income tax payments go straight to the bondholders off the top.
Oh, well, of course, the thing is, it's fascinating to analyze this, but in the final analysis, we're moving towards a dictatorship with, of course, the president being the most powerful man in the world, where all power is taken under the central government, where, of course, you better not, of course, speak out against it because they have their police, they have their informants, they have their cameras on every corner. They tap your telephone through Project Echelon. They listen to every telephone call. They permanently record every email, every fax you have. They are doing everything to establish a dictatorship in America, all the while we're being told the enemy is the communist, the enemy is the terrorist, and of course the real enemy are this small group of people who control our government and are using the structure of our government, which was altered by the 14th Amendment, to centralized power, which was never what the people who voted for the 14th Amendment meant. But, of course, this is the way this has developed. And it's developed because they control the media, they control the banks, they control the corporations, they control the military, they control both political parties, they control the educational system, the religious system, and they control the media, and as a result, they largely control what the American people think and believe. But you go right ahead, Roger.
Well, Stan, I was going to say you're absolutely right. Now, that it's the old, like the old comedian says, I got good news and bad news. Well, you know, that's the bad news over there. The good news is what I've done, and this is literally by accident. I think I've been guided down this path, to tell you honestly. But what I've done is I've found the way to volunteer out. Because you see, in that system, once again, with 1,000 years of legal precedent, and they follow this, you know, we think that they appear lawless to us, but it's not that they're lawless. They have a set of laws that they follow, and they follow them pretty much to the T. The problem has been, we don't understand what system of laws being used, and we don't understand what we are as property. We think we're going around with all these rights. When you get the definition of jurisdiction is protection for allegiance, allegiance for protection. That legal concept comes out of the feudal era. And that's the basis of the word jurisdiction in the 14th Amendment. And when it says, and subject to the jurisdiction thereof, it means totally to the subject to the political jurisdiction. So when you get your civil rights from the federal government, you owe the federal government the duty. The old state citizen got his rights from God and owed his duty to God. And you see, that's what they've done, is they substituted themselves for God in this chain of rights and duties under the 14th Amendment, and then they've allowed everyone to volunteer into that legal position.
All right, fine. Well, certainly we are moving rapidly towards a dictatorship. I don't think anybody would question that. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 if you have a question or comment. But, of course, Roger believes, of course, that you can simply declare that you are not a citizen of the United States. You are a state. You're a citizen of the states, and using the proper terminology, why you're going to be able to circumvent this. And I think, of course, in the final analysis, they're going to do away with the Constitution. Or they're going to do away with the form of law. And, of course, it doesn't matter what you say. Down the line, if we do not expose this satanic movement that controls our nation, then freedom as we know it will soon become simply a remembrance of things past. Our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and Roger, you go right ahead, but certainly what we are suggesting is that if you can use certain terminology, but if that's true, then why are you in Argentina?
Well, because I found this out, the big piece of the puzzle, as I was leaving the country,
right,
when I went and filled out a passport application.
Right.
See, I knew all this other information and had lived it for a number of years, but I didn't know what they call that other status where you get your rights from God, where the Constitution still applies. And it was in the passport application, in the oath twice, where it says, I am a citizen of the United States, I swear under penalty of perjury, I'm a citizen of the United States, parentheses, or a non-citizen national, close parentheses. Now, non-citizen means that those terms are mutually exclusive. All right, and if you'll read in the newer versions of the passport, now this was 6-7 years ago, in the newer versions of the passport, they've hidden this in the instructions. In the printed version, and the one I have right here, there's a big warning at the top in a very small font that says you can attach documentation, including affidavits, to this application, but you better not lie on there, or they're going to take everything you own and send you to prison for the rest of your days, etc. And it's couched in a intimidating form. And what they're really telling you can attach an affidavit or documents. They're telling you got a choice. You see, they have to write the law correctly. And Stan, you can go back to Vattel's Law of Nations, which every country in the world recognizes. In there he says, every man has the right of political self-determination. And what you do is you have to go back and claim those rights and get it officially through the U.S. State Department, because they're the head department in the federal government that has all final authority over anything to do with matters of citizenship. And you send your documentation to them with a passport application, and when you get the passport application back, you've got their tacit agreement.
All right, fine. Did you do that? I mean, did
I've done it. I've done it three times.
Okay, fine. So basically then here, Roger has actually been able to do this and to verify what he's saying. There is a different set of laws which most people don't understand. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Then how do we fight this? Well, of course, you can fight this by playing their game, or you can simply try to expose the fact that this is a satanic movement. And basically, they do not abide by laws. They may, at the time, I hope that they, for the time being, but how long, we really don't know. Roger, do you think they're going to continue abiding by these laws, or do you think eventually they will suspend all law, simply change it, and establish a dictatorship?
I think they're going to implode myself, Stan, but that's a personal view. I've got a lot of thoughts on this, and you know, when I was talking about volunteering out, I did it on the way out of the country. I left the country for a number of reasons, partly because I'd always wanted to live in another country and speak a foreign language. And I was at a stage in my life, my wife had died of cancer, and I could afford it. I had no kids, I had no ties, and I had a great opportunity in some place where I had people that, a friend of mine knew and owned property here. So I really have, it's benefited me tremendously, the move. But on the way out the door, I found this big last piece of the puzzle. Now let me add to what you were saying before the break, and that's this. I'm not advocating people go out and do this, all right? If nothing else, the biggest thing that this information does for people is it gives you your sanity back, because it lets you know what they're doing and how they're doing it, and it also allows you to overcome their trick. And their trick is very simple, and it's very biblical, and it goes back to James 1:8, and it says, a double-minded man is uncertain in all of his ways. And what they've done is they've used very technical words and assigned a 180-degree definition. And when I said volunteer into servitude, Stan, the way they do this trick is they get you in a situation and they say on some type of a form, are you a citizen of the United States or are you a resident? Resident is the key word. Citizen of the United States is, because when you tell them you're a resident, you're telling them de facto that you're a citizen of the United States under the 14th Amendment, because that 14th Amendment says all persons born or naturalized in the United States, comma, and subject to the jurisdiction thereof, comma, are citizens of the United States and the state wherein they reside. That's the first time that word's used in the Constitution, Stan, by the way. Okay, and what that means is that you're telling them that you may live in Louisiana, which has been very oppressive to the newly freed black slaves and hasn't been giving them the state's protection, and you want to reside in the state because then you're seeking the protection of the federal government for yourself, and now the federal government's laws of the 14th Amendment attach to you. That's the trick they've used. They've taken over an entire country. They've done all of this damage. They've misschooled all these attorneys. These are basic law principles that go back 2,000 years to Rome. What the law is, what is a person, what is jurisdiction, what is property. These are basic laws, and you see they don't teach them hardly anymore in law schools.
Go right ahead.
Well, so that's what the book is about. Is it's really my story, Stan. I had to write it because, as you can see, this information can be complicated. But what they've done and how they've done it is very simple once you understand it. And so I wrote the book so anybody that may be like a first listener tonight here, if you're just waking up to the nightmare that is surrounding you and you want to try and regain your sanity, you can follow that story from where I started on the first night when I ever saw a tape on the tax system, which incidentally, Stan, was the night of Bill Clinton's inauguration our acceptance speech in Madison Square Garden back in 1992, July 16th.
Hold that thought, and we'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Roger's simply making a fascinating point. He says there are two classes of people in America. One are residents, and the other are... were the citizens of the state. They were the people who were the free people, and of course, then of course, they were trying to develop a status for the former slaves, and so they called them U.S. citizens. But that was different than the citizens of the states, who were men who were free, who were, did not come under the authority of the federal government. And basically, of course, we're talking about, you know, 1866, 1867, when these amendments were passed. But of course, as Roger points out, when he certainly got his first passport a few years ago, why, of course, they actually separated these concepts in the passport application. Now, the last thing they want is for the American people to understand what they're doing, that they're operating under a different set of laws, and how they've used the 14th Amendment to try to get everybody to be a U.S. citizen under the control of federal government without the protection of our Constitution and Bill of Rights. And it's a fascinating book. How can people get a copy of your book, Roger?
Thanks, Stan. Oftentimes I get so passionate in talking about it that I've don't neglect to tell people where they can get it. The book is now again available in print. It had not been available for a number of months. It is an ebook in print, and you can access that and information about all the things we've talked about tonight. I'm going to give you two sites because we've got two books. One is www.serfs-up.com. Now that's serfs-up.com. And my teachers have written a book on the tax system. And the tax system, they've done the same thing. They brought back an old English system that the king used to collect his taxes for over 300 years, and they've brought it forward, changed the words and the names, and they've instilled that in the people and, of course, hidden the remedy. And if you'd like to find out more about that, you can access information on that at no1040tax.com. That's N-O. 1040tax.com. It's a fascinating book. It's the first time that information has been in print, Stan, in probably 250 years or more.
All right, when, fine. Go ahead.
I was going to say, when my teachers went back to start tracing down the references out of a U.S. Supreme Court case, they could only find two books in the entire United States that went over the process the Exchequer used, and that's what this is. So this is startling information that I don't care how long you've been in this battle or how in-depth in it legally you've been, this is probably information you've never seen put together like this before.
Okay. Go ahead.
I was just going to say I've had some incredible response back on the book, whether you want to be a warrior or whether you want to just learn and get your sanity back or your conscious and subconscious minds are working together again, or whether you want to, you know, there's a lot of people in the battle. It's not just on the front line, and what we need is people this needs to reach God's people.
All right, now, how can people get your book? How can they purchase your book?
On that website, they can either get the ebook or the printed version.
Can they get it from Amazon?
Not yet, but we're working on it.
All right, fine. Well, let's go to Bob, who's calling us from Michigan. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, Bob. How are we doing?
Good. I just wanted to ask Roger if he had ever read a book by Ayn Rand, Atlas Shrugged.
I've never read it, and I need to because I've read so much about it and know the basic story.
It's a wonderful book. I'm rereading it now. I first read it over 30 years ago, and of course I have not seen either of the movies yet. I guess there's a part one and a part two in the theaters right now.
It's just coming out now. They're putting out the Shrugged Out. I think it just should be going in the theaters just about today.
I think that's right. It's part two, though. There was a first one, and I imagine it's going to have to be a part three, too. It's such a massive book, but really the only place that I think Ayn Rand got it wrong was militant atheism. Other than her militant atheism, her support of free markets and her utter derision of those who hold the centralized government and command and control economies, she was right on the money. So that's all I had to say today.
But I would just like to comment that we cannot have freedom unless we do have a religious background. Basically, you'll either be ruled by God or you'll be ruled by tyrants. You cannot have a free society because people won't act responsibly towards one another unless, of course, they're answerable to God. So, I mean, certainly it's a great book, great ideas, but we have to let people understand that you are not going to be free unless, of course, you are answerable to God. You're either going to be answerable to God or to government. But thank you so very much for calling. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
And we have Joe calling in from New Jersey, and he's talking about a book that was written about the monetary system and giving the idea that we, of course, have been lost our freedom because we are using their money. Of course, Roger, in his book, our guest today, Roger Sayles, S-A-Y-L-E-S, says, of course, we're losing our freedom because we are using the terminology put out by these people in the 14th Amendment, which changed the status of what a citizen is. From being an American, you suddenly became a resident. If you were still a resident of the state, but if you wanted to be under the protection of the federal government, then you called yourself a United States citizen. Joe, go ahead and make your point. Well, then let me put out our telephone number again. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. If you have a question or comment, Joe, let's make your point.
Well, I don't have any particular point. I just want to sort of like confirm for my own satisfaction that also there are a lot of what they call adhesion contracts where, for instance, when you go for your license or your registration, they always ask you, are you a citizen of the United States? And all these particular contracts are adhesion contracts along the way. And what I understand is part of the system, we are now under what's called admiralty law, and all these particular codes and regulations and rules, it's all part of the uniform commercial code system.
I think let Roger come in, but yep. Basically, you are theoretically right. You may be fascinated to read Roger's book. Roger, how would you respond to Joe, who's saying, look, basically, we're under admiralty law. We're not under the Constitution.
I think I can prove to you and anyone else that will sit there and understand that it can't be admiralty law. And it can't be admiralty law because the only remedy available in admiralty law is a bill of libel. But if you go over to the Uniform Commercial Code, its background law is a law jurisdiction for thousands of years called the law merchant. And you can trace the law merchant back to the Babylonian Commercial Code. And you can trace all of those in a string because they all have one thing in common. They use what's called self-help remedies. Those are remedies that can be exercised without having to get a formal judgment out of court. And those self-help remedies are lien, levy, garnishment, and seizure.
Okay, Joe, do you have anything else you'd like to say?
Yeah, so what you just mentioned, Roger, basically is all documented in your book, because I want to get this and educate myself further on the system that we're under. And the only thing I have to say is that when you walk into court and you see an American flag with a gold fringe around it, that they say is a tip-off that you're in an admiralty court.
Well, you are in an admiralty court there, Joe, and you're absolutely right. We have lost our right to the protections of the Constitution because we have a lot of judges who don't even understand the Constitution because they don't teach it in law school. Well, thanks very much for calling. Appreciate it.
Okay,
God bless.
Thank you very much.
And our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment for our guest, Roger Sales, and Chris's book, From Sovereign to Serf. And of course, Roger has worked at this extensively. He's been studying it for 20 years. And of course, he can understand theoretically what they've done. But it's an age-old program to circumvent our Constitution and establish an authoritarian society under the name of the law. Go right ahead, Roger.
I was going to say it is, but it's more than theory because, you know, I've learned so much since I wrote the book and have been doing these shows, Stan, and the real needle in the haystack was found by Larry Beecraft, all right? And I give Larry total credit for this. And he found it in, it's called the Nationality Act of 1940. I think I sent you a copy of that, Stan, on an email. And in that act, in the very first definition, right at the top of the act, in A, it says, a U.S. national is a person who owes complete allegiance to a small s state. Now, there's your state citizen. They've hidden that status under the moniker of U.S. national. You know, I try and teach this and explain this to people conceptually because people can understand it much easier in a complicated situation if you understand it conceptually. And let me see if I can explain that. You only get your rights one of two ways. You get your rights from God or you get your rights from man. There's nowhere else you can get them. And if you walk in that law library, there's two sets of law books in there. One over on the left is called the Statutes at Large, and they're dusty, all right? And the one on the right is called the United States Code with the Code of Federal Regulations that attach underneath them. If you go over to the Statutes at Large and open them up, the first documents there, Stan, are the Declaration of Independence, the Articles of Confederation and the Constitution. Now, who do you think those law books apply to?
To the citizens of the states.
And you see, they still update and annotate and add to those law books from the printing office. They got to apply to somebody. And you see, here's the diabolical part. These people have stolen our inheritance because they're the ones that are using these laws. When you hear people say there's two sets of laws in the country, one for them and one for us, there are. And they've usurped our rightful inherited status that our forefathers fought for. And that's why I'm here, because the Sales family, or so my grandfather and his brothers tell me, were on the Mayflower. So I got a dog in this hunt, okay?
All right, fine. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience and have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888, that's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Most people know that something is seriously wrong in America, but they can't figure it out, and they figure, well, maybe if I just don't get involved, boy, this won't affect me, and we can live comfortably. Ladies and gentlemen, they're not going to allow that. Basically, of course, that what they've done is destroy the very moral fabric of this society. How did they do that? Well, initially, of course, we were governed by our state laws, and these usually reflected the moral attitudes of the people, and certainly our state representatives, at least initially, and still in many of our states, represent the moral attitudes of our people. But what they wanted to do, of course, was to do away with those moral foundations of our society. And they did that through the Supreme Court by passing legislation that had nothing to do with our Constitution. Unconstitutional, certainly, legislation. Oh, but of course, the purpose was to take God and morality and the right and wrong and the Bible and moral teachings out of our schools, and to the point where today, in kindergarten, they start indoctrinating our young people in the fact that homosexuality is perfectly normal. This has been going on in schools across America today. And believe me, of course, they've turned a whole generation of people away from the Lord and constantly doing it. And those, of course, still go to church. Why, they've changed the music and the message of the church to the point where we no longer talk about the fear of God. We no longer talk about our obligation to God. We no longer talk about the fact that God rules the world. Oh, no, we simply go along and we do what we want to. We make up our own moral standards. And when man makes up moral standards, of course, you have terrible, terrible problems. Go right ahead, Roger.
I was going to say, listening to your commentary there, Stan, of course, you're absolutely, totally over the target on all that. I was fortunate enough at a point in the road to cross paths with the late and great Tupper Saucy, who wrote a wonderful book called Rulers of Evil, was his last life project. And I was talking to Tupper on Skype one day before he died, trying to explain this to him. And of course, his viewpoint was different. But he said one thing to me that was very profound, and I think you'll appreciate that. And he said, Roger, don't you understand they can only rule evil?
They can only rule what?
Evil.
Evil. Okay, fine. Well, what does he mean they can only rule evil? I mean,
well, exactly what just you said, how they've come in and had to corrupt the society
right from
underneath to rule it, see? They can't rule good because they're not good and none of their laws are good.
Right, you're absolutely
right. And that's what this is, you see. It's a choice when you're talking about going under God's laws. You see, the thing that I think is my mandate here with this whole project, certainly not to make a bunch of money, I can promise you, is to let the people know that they've got a choice and to allow them to know what has gone on and how it has happened and how the whole populace of that once great country has been so deceived and fooled by this simple little trick. It's a simple trick. What they've done is simple. And if nothing else, it will give you your sanity back.
All right, fine. Well, I think it's important. It's a fascinating book. We certainly have enjoyed reading it. Again, our telephone number is 1-888 24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. And I'm trying to find out from my producer whether we're supposed to go to line 2 or go to line 1. I'm not quite certain. Anyway, because if you have a question or comment on this, this is a very important philosophical discussion because, of course, it shows the long-term planning as they move us away from freedom towards certainly being part of a feudal society. And this is basically what's going on today. Well, let's go right now, of course, to our guest on line 2. Let's see if we can pull him up here. Is this David on the line 2?
Yes.
Okay, David, from Spokane, do you have a question or comment?
Yes. Roger, do you have the book available in hardcover or soft cover?
Yes, it is in soft cover,
Dave. Or strictly e-book?
No, it's available. I have a copy myself.
Do you have soft cover or hard cover?
It's soft cover, right.
And how can I get that?
If you will go to the address on the website I gave earlier, let me give it again.
I don't have a computer. Is there a phone number or an address?
You'll have to go to the website to get that, and I just don't have it at my hand. And can you go to the library and access a computer?
Okay, so either www.surfsup.com or the no1040tax.com?
Surfs-up.com. SERFS-UP.com.
Okay.
And the other is a separate book by my teachers, and it is no1040tax.com.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
You're very welcome.
Okay, fine. We've got Bronco calling from Marina. Let's see if we can get Bronco on the line here. Bronco, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening, gentlemen.
Fine. Do you have a question or comment? Go ahead.
Yes, I do. I have a question for Roger. Roger, I heard that even if you denounce your citizenship of the United States, that the government still retains jurisdiction over you for the next 10 years.
Let me stop you before you go on, because I'm not renouncing my citizenship. I'm claiming my rightful citizenship. The other people that
I understand you, but just a possibility. Let's say people are fed up, want to get out of here, get another somebody citizenship. Is it possibility or is it true to that they can still retain jurisdiction over you, even though you do not want to be and denounce the citizenship of the United States?
If you qualify to the qualifications for a U.S. national, they can't say no. And they no longer have those types of controls over you because those types of laws are all written for citizens of the United States and residents. You see, that's the point of all this. All of these laws that are being enforced by all of the administrative agencies are all done for residents mainly and citizens of the United States entitled 26 CFR, the Code of Federal Regulations, is the only one of the 50 titles where both of those are listed. In all the other 49, the agency's jurisdiction is residence.
And basically, Franco, there are two types of citizens. And this is the point, of course, that Roger's bringing out. You can be the resident, you can be an American citizen, but be a resident American citizen, or you can be a U.S. citizen. If you are a U.S. citizen, they control you probably for 5 or 10 years after you leave the country. If you are a resident citizen, they can't do that because you're under a different set of laws. And it's an amazing and very important issue. It's a theoretical issue, but does that explain it to you?
Let's
Bronco, go ahead. Bronco, go ahead.
Yeah, if we are on the right track, then we're talking about the same thing.
Right.
I hope Roger has explained that in his book, and which I'm really ready to digest.
He really does a good job on this, okay?
Thank you very much, gentlemen. Keep in mind this. A citizen of the United States, therefore a resident, is taxable anywhere they go in the world. It's one of the only countries in the world that does that. And the only way they can do that is if you're their property.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much. And let's go to Don, who's calling us from Spokane. Hi, Don. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I do. Thanks for taking my call. I was wondering what Roger knows about the United States, since it's in the U.S. Code that the United States is a corporation. I'd like to know what he knows about that and when that actually occurred.
Well, it happened right between the 13th and the 14th Amendment, because you can see it right in the Constitution. In the 13th Amendment, which abolishes involuntary servitude, you notice they spell that out specifically, only, thereby allowing voluntary servitude and setting up this scheme, in my opinion. And it says is not allowed in the United States and their jurisdiction. It's a plural. And in the 14th Amendment, it says its jurisdiction. It's singular. So it happened somewhere in between that. Now, Larry Beecraft has research that says 10, 12 years later that they nullified that law. I don't know, but I know that this is how they're doing this with these two types of citizens. And yes, I believe it is a corporation, and that's probably how they went on to bankrupt it and take the people in as property from the bankruptcy as collateral, is okay. My guess.
Okay, does that answer your question, Don?
It does. Can I follow it a little?
What's that?
So, what year was the 14th Amendment then, Roger?
1867, I think.
Yeah, somewhere in there. And basically, this is a very...
The other question I have having to do with when they made Washington, D.C. the seat of government, is that when the corporation actually became a corporation in the United States? Is that when the U.S. Code was written about the United States being a corporation?
I don't know if I can specifically answer your question on the timetable of when and all that stuff was brought in. I can tell you this, is that this is a plan they had to take over the country for a long time, and they love feudalism because they own everything as property. I believe Washington, D.C. was established way before the 14th Amendment, but I can tell you this, and this comes from a guy, Professor Livingston, who was a retired Ph.D. professor from Emory who specializes in this. And he said in a talk I heard that after the Civil War, states cannot secede, but counties can. And I spoke with him on the phone. We got a break there, Stan?
I'm afraid we do.
Okay.
What happened when they took the break?
Well,
hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment.
Okay.
Roger, go ahead.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. JudicialReformNow.com. JudicialReformNow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take prostate support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try prostate support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Dr. Stan, and basically we had Chuck calling in from Michigan, wanted to know how he could give up his American citizenship. And my point is, look, if America goes down, the whole world goes down. The battle for the survival of Christian civilization is here. And we either stand up and face it and try to save Christian civilization, or civilization as we know it will cease to exist not only here, but throughout the world. Well, Roger, we're out of time. I want to thank you so very much for being with us, and I look forward to actually talking to you again sometime in the not-too-distant future. Please keep in touch with me, okay?
I will, Stan. I want to thank you for the opportunity, and I've really got some things I think that you would really take a big bite out of if we can sit down and talk about them. So I look forward to the opportunity, okay?
Okay, God bless, and thanks so much. Well, this is Dr. Stan. This is the time when I need to remind all of our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you would like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then I want to remind you, we're having our all-day seminar. It's going to be on the 21st of October. That's a week from this coming Sunday. And we have to know, certainly this week, certainly by next Monday at the latest, because we're serving lunch and the Aptos Seascape Golf Course wants to know how many people are coming. So you're going to have your reservation in this week or the first of next week. If you're interested in coming, and we're bringing in some wonderful, wonderful speakers, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. But you're going to have reservations because we're serving lunch. And basically, of course, we're going to start at 8:15 in the morning. We're going to go through till 6 in the evening. And ordinarily, in years past, when we put these on, people didn't want to leave at 6, but we have to leave because, of course, we've got to clean up and then bring in some other people who may very well be using the Aptos Seascape Golf Course in the evening. Under any circumstances, if you can come, please do. I think you'll find it a fascinating time. And you do that by calling 1-800-544-8927. Now, how do we put all of the things together? Well, of course, from my point of view, I think I've summarized it fairly well in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and you can get the DVD if you don't like to read, but the book is great because it gives you the sources of reference that you can check out to find out that I'm telling you the truth. Then we have a talk on the dark secret that comes with a syllabus, with the documentation, a talk on the forbidden secret, comes with a syllabus, so you can check it out. And then, of course, our talk, it's called Agenda 21, the Covert Plan. Agenda 21, the Covert Plan, and it comes with a syllabus as well. The Agenda 21 is the master plan for the 21st century. It's being implemented today. Most people don't understand what's going on or understand the implications of what lies ahead. But, of course, we put this together quite well in Agenda 21. We hope you want to get it. And you can get all of these items by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. That's the same number you call if you want to make your reservations for the all-day seminar on the 21st of October. And then, of course, we do hope that you'll certainly want to get to Rosalind Peterson's excellent DVD on geoengineering that gets into chemtrails, weather modification, HAARP, how this all fits together. And then, of course, we have Benny Martini's excellent talk on aspartame. We have my talk on population control. And ladies and gentlemen, they really do intend to kill off most of the people in the world. In fact, they're in the process of poisoning us today with genetically modified food, with milk that comes from animals that have been treated with recombinant bovine growth hormone, with the aspartame of the food, the bisphenol, certainly, the the excess of soy products. Understand that genetically modified food is toxic, it produces infertility, but so do most of these things. This is why the fertility rate on the whites in the United States is dropping so rapidly. And basically, it's down to about 1.67%. Nobody's going to tell you that. But more and more women are having more and more difficulty getting pregnant. Well, please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection. We'll be right back.
As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America, land that I love, stand beside her.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Alan Buckman, who actually talked at our conference last year, along with Rosalind Peterson. And Alan, of course, is an expert in forestry, and he's actually has worked certainly in forestry for many years. And Alan, why don't you give us just a little of your background, would you please?
Okay, ladies and gentlemen. I was a wildlife biologist with the Department of Fish and Game for over 38 years. I did a lot of environmental impact reviews, project reviews, animal capture, working with wildlife, ecosystem review. I was also, when I was drafted back in the 60s, I went into the United States Air Force and was a weather observer. And I'm a trained Air Force weather observer as well as a trained wildlife biologist. I've been an observer most of my life, and I've been spending almost all of my life in the outdoors, which is really where my heart has been. And it's kind of what I'm seeing in the outdoors is the reason I'm speaking up now. And what I've discovered has alarmed me, and I simply want to pass that on.
Well, I want you to tell us what has alarmed you. I mean, what's happening to our forests? What's happening to our wildlife? How do these various programs that they have out there, which supposedly are so intent upon preserving our wilderness, are they really being successful? Or are they damaging our wilderness? Are they damaging our forest? Please, you pick up the story and tell us what's on your heart.
Okay, what's on my heart is I became extremely disappointed when I found out about chemtrails. Now, when somebody handed me a video, I had no idea what they were. And being an ex-weather observer in the Air Force, so when I looked at the video, it was clear to me that there was a spraying program going on creating clouds. And almost all of the jet contrails dissipate rapidly. They're just ice crystals. But these things didn't dissipate. They stayed in the sky and made clouds. Well, that got me concerned. If we're creating clouds, if this is a creation program, then we're going to be throwing our weather into chaos, incredible chaos. Nobody really knows what the chaotic effects are going to be from doing it. Well, somebody knows, and that happens to be the people that are doing the program. What I found out was, and I'm I think I went a little further down the rabbit hole than I ever intended going myself, was that there is an intentional weather modification program going on right now. It started in the 50s. We rained out the Ho Chi Minh Trail in the 1960s using it as a war weapon, and we have developed, let me say that there is a small group of very powerful people that are really running everything. Now, we could get into that in depth, but what sounds like good governmental stuff, there are forces behind the forces, there are people behind the screens running these programs. When I saw the cloud creation program, I went to my congressman and asked them what they knew about it. And they either didn't know or didn't want to tell me, and that's kind of hard to tell.
Basically, though, certainly is that the contrails that are creating the clouds, is it some sort of spring that's creating the clouds? What is actually creating the clouds and altering our weather?
It's the spraying itself. It's a part of the weather control program.
Okay.
They use two techniques. One, they use the chemtrails, is what they're being called. I can call them jet clouds. It doesn't matter. If a jet trail stays in the sky, it was sprayed on.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Alan Buckman, and Alan has been a weather observer, worked in the military in that capacity. He's worked certainly in our forest and forest service for many years. And now, of course, he's speaking out on chemtrails. He didn't even know these things existed until somebody gave him a DVD, and he began looking at the sky. And of course, when you look at the sky as he has, well, you'll notice, of course, these spraying, these military jets, military cargo planes, painted white. They're certainly flying patterns. They're actually creating clouds. And of course, these clouds do not dissipate. These clouds stay, and he has the opportunity to see them. This is happening not only here in California, it's happening all across America. It's happening all across the world. They're altering the weather by creating artificial clouds. Of course, they say they're doing this, of course, to prevent global warming. And the truth of the matter is, they're creating an element of global warming. But more than that, they're certainly altering our weather. Not only that, but of course, what they're doing is, of course, depositing large amounts of aluminum oxide, aluminum sulfide, all sorts of other toxic substances into our soil, into our water, into our air. Alan, go ahead and pick up the story.
One of the biggest impacts that we've been having from the change in the climate has been the increase of mold, mildews, and fungus. And I know, Dr. Stan, you mentioned earlier about sudden oak death. Well, that's a water mold. It's not really a fungus. It comes from the oomycetes seeds. That's O-O-M-Y-C-T-E-S. But they're all fairly closely related, and they are all climate activated. And all of the studies that they've been doing on this, they pretty much agree that something's happening with the climate to make these changes. So the focus of the sudden oak death program has been mostly on just this particular organism, this water mold. But when you look across the country, the same thing is happening everywhere, and everybody has a different mold or a different insect. And molds and insects and all these come from changes in the climate. And that's my concern, and it's that they're stimulating all of this. And again, you come back to a question about why in the world would they do that. Well, we can talk more about that in a little bit, but sudden oak death is a fairly widespread in California. It goes all the way into Oregon. And there's some uncertainties as to where it really came from. Was this a native? I mean, they didn't really discover this and know anything about it until about 1999.
So let me just point out, sudden oak death is the disease of oak trees. And basically, basically the oak trees die. Now, certainly, this is something relatively new. I suppose it's been around for some time, but certainly, and it's much more prominent than it has been before. If we have sudden oak death that kills the oak trees, is there certainly something wrong with the tree that makes them more susceptible, or why would they have this relatively uncommon disease begin spreading so widely today?
What it is an indication of huge stress levels. And you get huge stress levels from changes in the climate that are not normal. We've broken, for the most part, if you look at how erratic our weather has been, we've broken our normal weather cycle. And wildlife and all life have evolved under certain cycles. And if you break the cycles too much, you change them significantly. I just recently decided to look for some of the particles that they're dropping on us. We know from other data that there's a lot of aluminum and strontium and barium. And, I mean, we had some alarming Mount Shasta data. We had aluminum levels there that were, well, the normal for aluminum is about 0.5 micrograms per liter. That's really small.
Now, would that be in the water and the snow?
In this particular case, it would be water or snow as it translates into water. And the maximum in drinking water is like 50 micrograms per liter. What they found at Shasta was 61,000 micrograms per liter. I mean, that's huge. Federal action is supposed to happen at 1,000, and nothing has happened with that. Barium levels were 8 micrograms per liter, and that's really high. That shouldn't be there at all. So everybody says, well, where'd they come from? One of the EPA's responses was the aluminum came from skis. I'm still laughing over that. Excuse me. And Francis Mangles up in the forest, the Shasta Forest, found soil pH had already changed a quantum, 10 times more alkaline than they ever were. And that's dangerous to the vegetation and wildlife impacts, because you, if you change your biota, your microbials in your soil, you've changed all of the interactions that go on all the way up through the ecosystem, all of the species. It affects everything. Stream insects, they practically disappeared. Used to be thousands in samples. Now there's very little. I took lichen samples. I think you probably all know what lichens are. People call them Spanish moss, but here they're not. They're not really related, but they look the same. I took samples here from my front yard in Calistoga off of my pine tree. They just fell this year. I also took some in Middletown. And aluminum here was 3,100 micrograms per liter. I'm three times over federal reporting. Strontium, I had 149 micrograms per liter. It's really high. I went up to Middletown site, and their aluminum was lower. It was about a third mine, but it was still 1,070, and it was way over federal reporting. And the strontium up there was much higher at 340. So, just to let you know, if you don't think stuff is falling out of the sky, go have your soil tested. Go have your trees tested. Have your hair and your blood tested. And have them tested for these metals. And find out what your metal containment, you know, what you have. This is affecting our food, our agriculture, all of our natural resources. This is really serious, people. I couldn't be more serious. This is probably the greatest attack on our environment that we have ever experienced. As a matter of fact, we are 1,000 times past normal extinction levels. We are now in the middle of the sixth mass extinction on this planet. That's how serious this stuff is. Okay? So, this has to be stopped. We have to get a grip on what they're doing with our weather. And I'm concerned, and I'm hoping that you're concerned.
Well, I'm certainly concerned. I hope our people out in the audience are concerned. If you have a question or comment for Alan, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, now, what does this aluminum do? First of all, as far as the trees is concerned, what does it do as far as our crops, our sort of vegetables and fruits that we eat?
Aluminum, when it becomes in an acidic environment, like five or less on the pH, it becomes highly toxic. It goes right into the roots and it kills the tree. Right now, the trees can take quite a bit of aluminum as they are, but one has to ask themselves, when we're finding aluminum across the entire country, and we have a company who's coming out with aluminum-tolerant species in genetic modification, what does that tell you?
It tells me they know what they're doing, and they want to be able to sell their seeds so that, because farmers will be desperate to buy them, because other seeds won't be able to survive in the aluminum environment. Was that what you're thinking?
Exactly. Exactly. So somebody can make money off of all this. So, you know, where does all of this lead? And I really hate to say it, and I was really sorry to find it out. When you can heat up the environment like we have and increase artificial heating. Now, a lot of people think that if their average daily temperatures, you know, and everything are okay, that they're not getting the heat. You need to look at your ultraviolet and infrared levels that are hitting. We've got all along the coast, particularly along the coastal areas, it's everywhere, there are increases in ultraviolet. They changed the old scale that used to go from 0 to 10 up to, in fact, I'm not sure what the top is now, maybe 20, but it's very common for us to get 13 and 14, which is way off the old scale of ultraviolet. Now that is what's causing a lot of the solar burning on the trees. The tips on the trees, they're getting burned, and they're getting burned from UV and desiccated. Because the ultraviolet basically sucks out the moisture, as well as the infrared. So we're getting really rapid evaporation. Now, this stuff should be showing up on people's charts. I don't understand what's going on with the government that they're not on top of this. This should be obvious.
Well, is there anybody who's routinely testing the soil? Is there anybody who's routinely testing the water and the snow to determine the aluminum levels? Are they supposed to do it? They're not doing it? Or is it that they're just not doing it? Or are they doing it and not reporting it?
They're not doing it. We went to the Water Quality Control Board with a lot of our water information and the snow information. They basically said, well, we're only testing every 5 years now. And we've taken other samples in, and we look at most of the HMOs and the health organizations. They do not test for metals. You go into your HMO and ask for a metals test, and you'll find out you have to go to a private lab to do it.
Are we finding that the people are having higher levels of aluminum in their urine and their feces? What about the blood level of aluminum? And what does aluminum do if you ingest excessive amounts of aluminum?
Well, I'm reaching my limit on being able to answer that.
Well, I will tell you, of course, that aluminum is a poison. It's a toxic metal, and it influences your reproduction, and it influences your brain. It's carcinogenic. These things are well known, but of course, the average individual doesn't know that. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Ladies and gentlemen, they're poisoning the water, they're poisoning the air, they're poisoning the children, but few people care. We'll be back in just a moment with Alan Buckman. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
And our guest, of course, is Alan Buckman, and we're talking about what's going on with chemtrails, contrails, and basically Alan is saying there's several videos he thinks are important. One of them is a video put up by Michael Murphy called What in the World Are They Spraying? The second one is Why in the World Are They Spraying? Now, I could mention we carry both of those DVDs. We think they're important, and you can get them by calling 1-800-544-8927. Michael has said, if you go ahead and buy it, go ahead, copy it, get it out. Get as many people as you can. People have to understand America is under attack today. We're not under attack from terrorists. We're not under attack from communists. We're under attack from the people who are destroying our environment, our air, our soil, our water. And it is happening, not imaginary, but very real. Again, if you'd like to get the DVDs, What in the World Are They Spraying? And Why in the World Are They Spraying? Why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you have a question or comment on this subject, our telephone number, of course, here is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here on the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Alan, you said you had another DVD you thought was important?
I do, and it's the other half of the weather modification program. You see, chemtrails is only part of the tool. It has a cooperative technology that they call HARP, and it's an electromagnetic technology that uses the metallic particles and sends out all the different frequencies. It can send any frequency they want. They can do mind control. They can do weather modification. They can do advanced surveillance. They can do all kinds of things. The name of the movie is called Holes in Heaven. And it's about HARP, and it's the advances in Tesla technology. Now, Tesla was one of my heroes. The more I found out about him, the more I liked him. He basically said that any science that wasn't for the benefit of mankind was a perversion. And I totally agree with that. And what they're doing is perverting our technology and technology we could be using to help mankind and our planet against us. And again, a question comes up, why in the world would anyone do this? Well, the question is, if you look at Monsanto and the aluminum scandal that's going on right now, and what else is happening on the world, if you heat the planet and you warm the Arctic powerhouses, well, what do you get? They guess that 22% of the world's undiscovered conventional oil and natural gas resources lie in the Arctic. Well, gosh, it also frees up the shipping lane. It also promotes oil and gas development. Folks, this is another money scandal that's going on for resources. They're even betting on weather. Now, if you can control the weather and you're an insider on that, you know they're going to be spraying one day. In fact, they did it to Las Vegas here recently, a couple weeks ago. Yeah, they sprayed the hell out of Las Vegas, and then they had torrential rains come in, and they had flooding, a huge amount of damage. This is a typical ploy that they use, and they're doing it on the agricultural people. Now, when a farmer loses his crops, like what happened across the Midwest this year, in fact, my wife and I drove Route 66, a good part of it, had a great time. But we looked at all the corn crop in Illinois and Kansas and all through that area, and A corn was about 2 feet tall. My folks were from Iowa. I know about 9 and 10 feet corn. I mean, 2 feet? And it was already flowering out? This was a disaster. And these were all GMO crops that were failing. Interestingly enough, we saw some that were really high and found out they weren't GMO. So there's a laugh for you, but this isn't really funny. They stalled a high front over the mid-U.S. and destroyed the farm crops. Well, if a farmer has everything in it and he loses his crop, gee, somebody comes in to buy it. Well, who do you think's buying up all this land? All the people getting foreclosed on. Who do you think's buying up all the foreclosures? You follow the money. This is huge. And, I mean, we've got gambling going on. They're after oil and gas. It's like the mad scientists have control of the reins here, folks. And it really concerns me.
Well, I share your concern, Alan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And if you are concerned about this, as I am, and you should be, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we'll be back here in just a moment with our special guest, Alan Buckman, right here at Radio Liberty.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
From Spokane, again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Adam was asking, what can we do? And because Helen had said, you know, Sydney, get the DVDs, get pass them out, put on meetings. I would suggest, Anna, that you what you do is you go to your city council or you go to your county board of supervisors and you make a presentation on this. And you have the documentation. You have a whole flock of the copies of what in the world are they spraying. Or Sydney, you can hand out Rosalind Peterson's DVD. Well, you have my permission to copy my DVDs. You have certainly Michael Murphy put together the what in the world and why in the world are they spraying. Make copies of those, but go before the city council and say, don't you know what they're doing? And certainly if you want, because you have to be well informed, let me suggest Rosalind Peterson's home websites. She has over 40,000 references to the chemtrails, the contrails, and the spraying and geoengineering programs. That's 40,000 references. Of course, we have a lot of interviews with Rosalind, but go to her website, get her information, and then make public presentations and call the local newspaper and tell them you're going to go there. And begin to build, certainly, an awareness among the people and tell them they're poisoning you. And they're poisoning your children, and they're poisoning your water, and they're poisoning the air. And we have certainly, scientific studies that show that the level of aluminum in the blood of the people and the children is going up. This is not imaginary, it's very real. You need to get the documentation, and we'll be doing more programs on this. But then you make public presentations there and go to areas where, of course, the media is going to go and make an issue out of this, okay?
Okay, I will. I'm also going to have a hair analysis done. I had one a few years ago, and it showed aluminum.
Okay.
And I'm going to have another one done.
Okay, fine.
But thank you so much. I appreciate all your advice. Thank you so much again.
Anything else you wanted to say to Alan, to Anna before we let her go, Alan?
I wanted to just reiterate those two websites of Rosalind Peterson.
Okay.
One of them was info@californiaskywatch.com. The other was www.agriculturedefensecoalition.org.
Could you say that again? Agriculture
Defense Coalition.org.
And
okay.
go to your search engine and look up Rosalind Peterson.
Yeah, you'll probably find everything there.
You can actually, of course, get in touch with me. Or, Alan, do you have a website or a means by which people can get in touch with you?
Well, actually, I've been using my company website because I do microbial treatments. We've been treating sudden oak death and a whole lot of other fungal and mold and mildew problems with our natural microbes. I can be reached at my info@microbetech. That's microbetech.com.
And just as does that answer your question there, Anna?
Yes, it does.
Okay, fine. God bless and thanks very much for your concern.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Okay,
fine. Well, we have Michael from Michigan. Before we do that, though, Alan, basically, how do you go about treating the sudden oak death? Do you have some sort of injections for the trees, or how do you treat a tree with sudden oak death?
Basically, ours is a spray-on. It's a microbial mix that we have it in dry powder form. And then we mix it in with water. It doesn't take an awful lot. We maybe use an ounce for even a big tree with maybe 1,000 gallons of water. And you put the microbes in dry. You let them sit a half an hour until they all enliven. And then under fairly low pressure, you may need a boom to be able to get to the top of some of the big trees. But to spray the trees, we spray the top of the canopy. We spray under the canopy. We spray the trunks. I know I was doing sudden oak death tests on trees in Sonoma County, and apparently I came home and gave my FICA SOD, and because it got the symptoms. The leaf tip started got spotted, and the leaves were spotted, and it was a classic sudden oak death problem. Well, I took it outside and I made up a mix of my, the foliar. It's called F1. And I mixed it up and let it sit and then sprayed it on a tree. And, you know, I didn't know ficus were in the fig family at the time, but, there were thousands of little lesions, horizontally across the trunk going up. And as I sprayed them, they foamed and then they hard case and actually saved the FICA. It all came back. And we treated oak trees up on a ranch in Sonoma that were, two of them were identified by the Sudden Oak Death Task Force as having phytophthora. So we went up and he pointed out the trees. We sprayed them and they couldn't find it. It basically disappeared because we have a mix that produces natural coatings that coat the leaves and keep the fungus and the mold and mildew out.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, basically, maybe we can talk about that some other evening. I think that's fascinating, but right now we have Michael waiting from Michigan. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Michael, do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, a couple. The lady was talking about what can we do about it. When we used to do programs on cable, we would take a tape over, give it to them, and we were teaching people how to read. So you could go to the different local cable stations and give them the tapes, and they could put them on whatever different times you agree to put them on. They usually don't charge you for that. So that's one way to get information out. But then another question that I would have would be, who owns Monsanto?
All right. Who do you know who owns Monsanto? Have any idea, Alan?
The actual owners of it? No, I don't.
I'll tell you what, Michael, I do not know who owns it, but I do know Monsanto is working very closely with a fellow named Bill Gates, and they're working very closely with the Rockefeller Foundation. In fact, Monsanto, Bill Gates, and the Rockefeller Foundation have put something called the Doomsday Seed Bank up about 600 to 800 miles from the North Pole, where they have, of course, all sorts of heirloom seeds stored away under military guard there in the deep tunnels on this little island, so that they will have heirloom seeds to use when they start in all over again after they've killed off most of the people on the world. Anything else?
What island is that on? You know what island?
I can't tell you, but you can look at the Doomsday Seed Bank up there.
We can go wipe out their little seed program for them.
Well, basically, we may need those seeds, certainly because they've destroyed so many of our seeds here. What we need to do is expose them. Basically, you'd go up there, they have military guards with automatic weapons. What we need to do is expose it, not try to destroy their island. What we need to do is destroy their idea. We have to have a better idea. We need to inform the American people. Anything else you want to say, Michael?
Yeah, Ford, he had a better idea. They killed about 6 million Jews, you know. I don't know about ideas, but
I think that's a rotten idea.
He
killed 6 million Jews. He killed about 12 million Christians as well, but nobody ever talks about that. But we don't get any place by killing people. We certainly have to stand up and do what's right, because of my fear.
Yeah, when are we gonna stand up to these guys?
We do it 5 hours. Michael, we do it 5 hours a day. We don't sit around and complain. I do 5 hours of talk radio a day. I'm 83 years old. What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing a lot. But what I'm saying, Doc, is that, you know, if it's the chemtrails, then it's the seed, you know, then it's the this, and then it's the that.
That's right.
No one ever stops these guys.
They're poisoning the water. They're poisoning the air.
They're poisoning the soil.
They're poisoning our children. Poisoning, certainly, the bees. God bless you, Michael. But help us get the word out, will you, please? Don't talk about killing Jews. Okay, Alan, do you have any thoughts at all for Michael? And once again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Go right ahead, Alan.
Michael, I see what we need to do, really, is take charge of the situation. And what I want to let you know is, I'm hoping it's true, I'll pass it on to you, is that there are a lot of really good people embedded in all of the agencies and all of the all of the places in the different corporations that do not agree with what's going on. And there has been a movement afoot. Things are changing. I've been told, and it's been happening, that you're going to see a lot of CEOs retire, a lot of people arrested, maybe not for the things that they're really doing, but that there are people who are very concerned that are integrated in these programs. And I am going to hold on to the belief that what they're doing is they're taking it slowly, they're getting them out of power, they're draining their resources. So I just want to let you know that hope is on the horizon, and that all of these really good folks that I know are out there are really doing something about it. And it's about as covert as the operations that they've been laying on us in reverse.
Well, that certainly is encouraging, and most people are good people. There are not very many bad people. It's just that the other people are organized and fabulously wealthy. And, of course, I do believe that they have a dark spiritual force that is energizing them, has allowed them to do what they've done up to the present time. And what we need to do is get the good people concerned and willing to speak out and get the information out. They're poisoning the water. They're poisoning the air. They're poisoning the soil. They're poisoning the whales. And Rosalind Peterson has talked about the studies that have been done. There was a group that, probably a left-wing, environmentalist who went to the five oceans. They spent 5 years biopsying whales just to see, of course, what sort of chemicals they had in them. And they found out that whales, they were able to actually do some sort of a punch biopsy on them, had a 2,000% increase in the level of aluminum. And, of course, they're getting that out of the water because, of course, of the spraying that's going on, the aluminum oxide, the aluminum sulfide, all the other aluminum products, they're spraying all over the world. And most people never look up and see this. It's so hard to believe it's going on, but it really is. Our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-295 if you have a question for our guest today, Alan Buckman, because he's on the front lines of this battle and certainly well qualified to discuss this. Is there any sort of an organization that you know of, Alan, or is this most of the people involved are simply working independently trying to alter the course of events?
Actually, my experience so far has been a lot of people independently. And what's been interesting is like the conference, and every time I get involved with the programs and meet new people, it's like the real family is coming together. I mean, I've had that feeling the whole time. It's like the brothers and the sisters are coming in and we're speaking out. We've had enough of this crap, and we love our world, and we don't want these people to succeed. I'm not into their money. I'm not into that kind of thing. And so, I mean, it's so foreign to me, and it's so foreign to a good part of the public that it's hard to grasp. That how can people be like that? But I got to tell you, folks, they are. And that we've got to do something about it. We've got to join together and just, you know, join in, speak out, do whatever you can. Anything you do is better than nothing. So, anyway,
I think that's so vitally important. And basically, fortunately, we do have the Internet. Fortunately, we do have, of course, these other types of electronic communication where certainly people can listen to our radio programs on iPod, iPad. They can listen to our programs 24 hours a day that way or with a laptop computer. And it's not just my program, certainly. Alan, Alex Jones is doing a great job. Joyce Riley is doing a great job. Pastor Butch Paw and Pastor Chris Meyer, Noah Hutchings of Southwest Radio Church, John Leffler, and there are all sorts of people out there, and they're reaching literally millions of people. One of the most encouraging things here in California is that we have something called Proposition 37 on the ballot, and it's very simple. It says that if you're selling a genetically modified food or a product that contains genetically modified food, why it has to be labeled. Certainly, you look at the average product you get, and it tells you how much salt there is in it and how much, certainly, protein there's in it, and how much ascorbic acid there's in it, but they do not label it genetically modified food. Well, the significant thing is that certainly the other side, Monsanto's primarily involved in this, has put up millions and millions of dollars. Altogether, they put up about $37 million to defeat Proposition 37. And they come up with all sorts of arguments, and they're putting out all sorts of mailings and television ads. And yet, of course, polling shows that it's 3-1 in favor of labeling. And basically, all of their propaganda, at least so far, has not confused the people. It's all intent upon confusing the people, bringing up all sorts of non-issues. People across the state of California know about the danger of genetically modified food, and yet, of course, we are repeatedly told there are no studies that show there's any danger. Of course, it's a lie. There are all sorts of studies that show there's a danger. But the same thing is true, I think, of chemtrails. I think more people are aware that something's wrong, that somebody really is damaging our food and damaging our water. But this idea that they're actually damaging the air, I think this is when people begin to realize, of course, the implications of this, I am hoping and praying that there's going to be a growing outrage among our people. Well, certainly, Alan, what are your thoughts? Is there anything that you would suggest for people to do to try to get information out to others, the things other than we've already talked about?
One of the important things is just to keep expanding your own information base. You know, go in and look at these videos, call in and look at HARP. Look at the programs that are going on now, like Weather for Sale. This is just a side one that's always boggled my mind. Speak out about Weather for Sale. Anybody can go and hire someone right now to go out and provide them with rain or snow, you know, to build their snowpack for their crops. Every time that somebody does that, every time they go out and they take control of the weather, they basically, it's a Rob Peter to pay Paul program. And that really bothers me. What they're doing is stealing water and stealing the resources from someone else. And how do you prove that? And we have these things going over most of the western states. That in itself is a big problem. That just adds to what the military and the secret corporations are doing. So anyway, I'm just tired of seeing all of the corporate.
Hold that thought, we'll be right back.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. JudicialReformNow.com. JudicialReformNow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I have to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we certainly hope that if you're in a position to help us, you will. As you know, this is a very expensive proposition to buy radio time across the country, which we have to. But of course we have a few stations that carry us for nothing. But of course, a lot of the stations, the major networks, like the Christian Religious Broadcasting Network, like the American Christian Network, they have large expenses. And so we certainly like to be able to share with them. But if you can share with us so we can share with them so we can continue educating people, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Now, I'm going to have to once again remind you that we are having an all-day conference, a great all-day conference here in the Monterey Bay area at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. It's going to be on October 21st, that is a week from this coming Monday, and we're bringing in speakers. We're going to have a lot of speakers on Agenda 21 because this is the secret agenda for the 21st century. We're bringing in a gentleman who has actually had attended a Bilderberg meeting. He's not a Bilderberg, he's only invited one time, but he had the stature that they wanted to meet him and evaluate him, perhaps thinking that they could get him to become part of their, what I believe is, a subversive movement. But they invite good people all the time, and a man of tremendous stature, well-known throughout Washington, D.C., and he's good enough to come out and talk to us about the danger of a possible danger of an EMP attack, and if you don't know what that is, it would be an attack that would take America back to the 19th century if it were successful. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, the Iranians are planning on this if there is to be a war over in the Middle East. This is not imaginary. Everything is following a timetable. And if you read the scriptures, there is no reference to the United States in the prophetic times during the final cataclysmic events that plague the world, other than perhaps the reference to, alas, Babylon, the mother of harlots. And of course, Babylon was destroyed in one day. Well, Sydney, I believe God is going to bring his judgment on America unless there's a revival, and our plea is come to know the Lord. Talk about the Lord. Try to get people to understand we're in a spiritual battle and the wicked people are in control. We are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. We hope that many of you out there will be able to come to our all-day conference. It's going to be a great conference, great speakers. Going to start at 8:15 in the morning, going to go through till 6 in the evening. We're bringing in speakers from across the country. We're serving lunch. We have to know if you're going to be there because, of course, we have to have the golf course. The cooks there are going to have to get the food. I can promise you it'll be a great time. So if you can make it, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, if you have friends, and a lot of people are bringing their friends, some of them may be even skeptical. But hopefully, that after they attend our conference, they'll look at the world through entirely different eyes. So one of the best things you can do for anybody today is to introduce them to this movement, Which, of course, will educate them about what is really going on. The media is controlled, and as a result of that, so many people have no idea of the very real danger we face today. Most people are certainly wound up in the World Series is going to be coming down for baseball, and certainly what's happening with football, without understanding we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization, and barring certainly a great revival in America, the nation we have known is not going to continue to exist, and we're in for some terrible, terrible times, because certainly if God is just, he's going to have to bring judgment on this country, because America has turned against God, and if you read the scriptures, you find that whenever a nation turns against God, God certainly withdraws his protection from that nation. So we ask you to pray for America, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection. Our number, 1-800-544-8927.
To the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Top of the hour, ready to go today. It is the 11th of October, Thursday, 2012. Moving toward that interesting December date. That's right. Finding out what it's going to be all about. A lot of people say we'll be entering a new consciousness. A lot of people say it's the end of the world in December. Oh, you've heard all those Mayan prophecies. Well, we will find out, but it's October. Glad to have you join us today. And, Jordan, you have a problem. That's right. Can it be that we are again sending more troops into more countries without congressional approval? Absolutely, it sure can. Because who needs a constitution? Who needs rules, regulations, codes, and laws other than to get us, the little people, with? I'm serious. A hearing was held in Washington